Attention valued customers of First Bank Hampton. This is Dave Huberger, and we're getting ready for a fresh, exciting update coming your way. We're thrilled to announce that our lobby will be refreshed to serve you better than ever before. Picture this: modern, spacious, and designed with your comfort in mind. Services will not be disrupted during our lobby refresh, and you can continue to shop and conduct your daily banking. We can't wait to share our new welcoming atmosphere with you. First Bank Hampton is a member FDIC.
Welcome to the First Bank Hampton Newsmaker program. Newsmaker is an informative local broadcast presented Monday through Friday on 104.9 KLMJ with interviews available in their entirety online at radioonthego.com. Each day, newsmakers from Hampton, Franklin County, and around the broadcast area visit with Radio On The Go about events, meetings, public policy, and issues affecting our area. And now, here's today's Newsmaker program presented by First Bank Hampton, home of Nest Egg.
Joining us today is David Stuckenberg. He is a Republican presidential candidate, recently announcing that he will be running for the GOP nomination. And David, thanks a lot for joining us here today.
Pleasure to be on with you. Thank you.
So, David, just tell us why you decided to join the presidential race, the GOP presidential race anyway, kind of late in the season, just a couple of months ahead of the caucuses.
Sure. Well, you know, there's a great analogy I was recently given by somebody who be supporting me, and they explained how, you know, a lot of times you're going into a marriage, you have the table set, the cake is ordered, all the tux is ordered, the dress is fitted, and you know it's the wrong thing, and it's sometimes you know that you know, and you've got to go a different direction. It is never too late to do the right thing. And when we look at the candidates on both sides of the aisle right now, we have pitiful choices, and a lot of America's electorate is asking, is this the best we have to offer? And I don't believe it is. I think our forefathers meant for one of us to come for all of us. Politics was never supposed to be a profession. It was supposed to be citizens taking a turn, representing with honor, and then returning to their life. And I'm going to put that to the test.
David, why don't you give us a little background? Tell us a little bit about yourself as well.
Sure. So I've been in the military for 21 years as a national security strategist and special operations pilot. I'm often the guy that generals and national leaders pick up the red phone to when they've got a problem that they can't solve. And compounding problems are usually what I deal with. And right now, America is facing death by a thousand cuts, and I think I know how to correct our course very quickly. And part of that is by bringing us back together. We as the United States and the people of America have to stop fighting with each other. We have to stop allowing partisans to drive wedges between neighbor and making us enemies with one another. We are a melting pot. We can come together on the things that are common ground and set aside those things that maybe we can't agree on, but we can agree to disagree in a civil way. And that's how this contract works. And I believe that the Constitution is fundamentally sound, but there are some things right now that we're facing. I put it like this, that the American people are on the horns of a great dilemma. We are at a crux event in our nation's history. On one hand, we have external belligerent powers that are forming a federation against us, China, Iran, North Korea, and others. And on the right-hand side, we face deep internal turmoil being amplified by these malevolent and certainly revisionist actors. And they want us to go and start fighting with each other so that they can weaken us through internal strife. There's a lot of Marxist ideology floating up right now from every direction. So America has to come together and present a more unified front against the things that are seeking to overcome us and remove America's torch.
Again, we are joined by David Stuckenberg. He has joined the Republican presidential race, recently announced this year, as he's joining us on our Newsmaker. And David, you mentioned both sides of the aisle have bad candidates. You look on the Republican side, obviously former President Donald Trump is leading most polls everywhere. Then you have kind of that second tier with Nikki Haley and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. Obviously current President Joe Biden, the Democrats, the other side of that as well. What kind of issues are you looking at that all these candidates may not be looking at while you entered the race?
We must have an Eisenhower-type person to lead us through the next 4 years. The United States has been at war for 15 years, and no one has leveled with the American people. We are deep into a progressive strategy that is coming from external, especially China. It is called the guest becomes the owner. It seeks to overcome the United States militarily and diplomatically, and through information, and through economic warfare, and finally through social issues. And ultimately, the plan is to win, beat the United States without fighting, and by a very definitive date that they've articulated, by 2049, which is the 100th anniversary of the Communist Party. The old dragon, the old ideas of communism are rearing their ugly head again, but this time they're backed by power that we can't hardly conceive of. This power is one quarter of Earth's humanity, backed and led by a communist dictator who is probably more extreme than Mao, Stalin, and Lenin, all blended into one. He's a fascinating individual to study, Xi Jinping, and I've been inside of his mind for 15 years. And if Americans could know what's coming, we would know that it is time to prepare to have a military that is second to none in the world immediately. We need to be on a footing that makes it a fool's errand to compete with the United States of America. Number two, we need to have a healthy economy that is second to none in the world so our GDP can grow, so the purchasing power of Americans is not decimated every time they go out to buy milk or hit the gas pump. And these are the things that we can do by cutting their taxes by 33%, by eliminating things like the inheritance tax, and by cutting back regulation immediately. And finally, we have to solve immigration, and that will be done within the first 72 hours of taking office. We're going to send federal troops to the north and south border, and then we're going to open up. So we're going to stop all folks coming across illegally, and then we're going to open up a period where the 8 million question marks in the United States can go from unknown to well-known. And if you don't register, you're leaving our country. We are a nation of laws, and it's time to decide who will stay and who will not.
And David, we mentioned that you're kind of a late joiner into this Republican presidential race because former VP Mike Pence has dropped out, Tim Scott has dropped out. How do you plan on gaining momentum here? I know you're busy out campaigning. How do you plan on gaining momentum here as the caucus is near?
Well, I think that one of the things that allows momentum to build is when you strike the right chord and it begins to do more than just amplify. It begins to echo. And right now, we have absolutely none of the right stuff, as a hail to the movie with about John Glenn, right, who broke the sound barrier. We need a leader who has the personality, the character, to unite a nation, not charismatically, but to allow Americans to come together and to put together a turnaround team who will essentially focus on outcomes, not partisan politics. People are sick of it. It's just left a bad taste in our mouth, and many, many people are becoming disenfranchised. I read this morning a headline that essentially looked at one of the largest hedge funds in the United States. They're predicting a 30% chance of civil war in the United States. Can you believe that? That's their risk right now, and in some cases, it's even higher. We have a fundamentally sound republic, and it's fundamentally built on a document that is extraordinary, the Constitution. What is not sound are the people that have been administrating this. And what we have that is developed in the United States is a political class that is handed down by oligarchs and special interest groups. They don't have our interests in mind, and you and I know it. And yet, year after year after year, we go for the same thing over and over, hoping we're going to get a different outcome. We know that that is the definition of insanity. What we need is to go back to the foundation stones. Our forefathers meant for one of us to take a turn to represent all of us. They would come, serve with honor, then return to their community. I'm a business person. I'm a soldier. I'm a strategist. I'm a scientist. I'm a lot like George Washington in many ways, and in other ways, I'm like Benjamin Franklin. And in some ways, I'm like the Dark Knight, and I will be a shield and defender for this nation. We need that, not weak men who apologize to our enemies and who come out daily and lie to the American people with carefully crafted narratives. This republic has to be based on trust and truth. And if that can be restored, we will restore America to strength, and we will hold our head high again.
Again, we're joined by David Stuckenberg, Republican presidential candidate. He's out and about doing campaign things as we speak. He made stops here recently in Iowa as well, out there on the campaign trail during this holiday as well. David, thanks a lot for joining us, and good luck on the presidential campaign.
Thank you. We're crisscrossing Iowa. Look forward to meeting as many folks as we can. 32 counties of 99 so far, and we'll continue through the holidays and until the caucuses. look forward to the support out there. And please visit davidstuckenberg.com to volunteer or donate. It's never too late to do the right thing. Help is on the way.
All right, David Stuckenberg, today's guest on our Newsmaker program.
First Bank Hampton's Newsmaker program can be heard every Monday through Friday on 104.9 FM following KLMJ's News at Noon. To hear today's conversation in its entirety, visit radioonthego.com, click Newsmaker under the News tab. Podcast listeners can follow Newsmaker and listen to other broadcasts on demand by subscribing to the Radio on the Go podcast for free on iTunes and Stitcher. Thanks for listening to today's Newsmaker program presented by your friends at First Bank Hampton, home of Nest Egg.
As this year's harvest season comes to a completion, the planning for the next year's crop begins. Hi, this is Brian Crowley at First Bank Hampton. If you're looking to purchase a new or upgrade an existing piece of farm equipment, you can count on First Bank Hampton to provide you with competitive rates and terms. We've been your ag bank for generations, and we're still committed to provide you with all the financial tools you need to run a successful farming operation. Stop in and visit with our ag lending team for more information. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender.